Hello, everyone, and welcome to our delegate meeting. I'd like to start this afternoon, wherever you are, with a serenity prayer. So if you'll unmute and join me, please. God, grant me the serenity
to accept the things I cannot change,
courage to exchange the things I can.
I've
just put a little message in the chat, but as I think you all know, I'm Jean. I'm the delegate liaison this year, and it is my privilege to be here with all of you. I am ACOSA, and I represent the International 31 meeting, which is the Thursday night Richmond meeting out of the UK. I have no barriers that I'm aware of at the moment, and so I'm happy to proceed. And what I'd like to do is to call you each by square and have you do the same by introducing yourself. So I'll start with Jo.
Thanks, Jean. Hi, I'm Jo. I'm a board member. I'm COSA. I am also a delegate for the Wednesday online meeting. I can't remember the code. I do have barriers. My children are here. I have sent them in the garden, so hopefully they won't disturb us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jo. Nan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Jean. Hey, everybody. I'm Nan, Grateful Recovering COSA. I am coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio, but I'm representing online meeting number 20, which is an amalgamation of some folks in Orlando, some folks in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, and then a few others from around the world. I'm representing that meeting, but I'm primarily here today to talk about literature in development that will be voted on at the annual delegate meeting.
Thank you, Nan. Frankie.
Great. Hi, everyone. I'm Frankie, Grateful Recovering COSA. I am representing the UK intergroup meeting. I don't have the number with me. And currently have no barriers, although my son, maybe my baby son, might be passed to me if my partner can't settle him. But yeah, that's it. Otherwise, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my second delegate conference.
Thanks. Ruth?
Hi, I'm Ruth. I'm an alternate delegate for the Monday, now 1 p.m. Eastern telemeeting. We moved our time an hour back later to make space for the MP3 online meeting. Let's see, I don't have any barriers. I think I have the number right, I'm not sure. So thanks, Glenn. Oh, and also I'm on the literature committee, so I can be backup or whatever. So thanks.
Thank you, Ruth. Mary?
Hi, everybody. My name's Mary. I'm a COSA from Naples, Florida. I'm a delegate for the Naples, Florida Into the Light group. I don't know the number. If you ever come down, up, across to Naples, come on and visit us. I have no barriers. I'm also serving on the board at this time. And I think this is my third year as a delegate.
Thank you, Mary. And let's go straight on to our next Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm a Grateful Recovering COSA. I'm representing the Houston, Texas Sunday night meeting. This is my second year as a delegate. And the only barriers I have, but I'll be on mute, is I have a very old dog that just barks periodically for whatever reason, and I may have cats coming in because they want to go outside and I won't let them, and that's it. So thank you,
Mary. And
I'm Mitoshi. Hi, I'm Mitoshi. I am representing the Monday night, I don't know if it's called the Monday night South Bay or San Jose meeting. My 8-year-old daughter is in the house, so I get a knock on the door. That's my only barrier. And this is my first delegate meeting. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you all. I'm going to share my screen now. And Hold on one second, here we are. What's this? And I'm going to talk about the mentor-mentee program. Can you all see that clearly? Yes?
Yes, I could.
Would you like me to make it? I got a couple nods. Listen along, and here we go. The Delegate Mentor Mentee Program is the pairing of new delegates with COSAs who have been delegates in the past. Former delegates share their knowledge with new delegates. Mentors answer questions and help guide mentees in their understanding of the delegate responsibilities prior to and during the annual delegate meeting. Please let me know if you would like to be a mentor or a mentee, and I will match you with another delegate. If you'd like to participate, here are some simple suggestions for getting the process started. Make contact as soon as possible. Both parties are responsible for reaching out and making contact. Establish a relationship before critical delegate meetings and the annual delegate meeting. Review information on the COSA website Delegates tab to get familiar with the role and other key information. Here's some questions to help start your discussion. How long have you been a delegate, and what excites you about this role? Share your own experience. Are you familiar with the job description and expectations throughout the year? Share information about a typical year in the role, monthly, quarterly actions, as well as annual delegate meeting expectations. Have you reviewed the delegate information on the COSA website? Do you have any questions or want to review any of the information together? Have you attended the delegate video conferences? What questions do you have about the information that was shared? Do you understand what to do after the meeting? Mentors, please share your experience, strength, and hope regarding the annual delegate meeting. And towards the end of the meeting, I'll ask if anybody would like to contact me about that. And I will get you set up with a mentee or a mentor. And now I'm going to go straight into the delegate checklist and responsibilities. The ISO of COSA annual delegate checklist and responsibilities for 2022. If you would like your meeting to be represented at this year's ISO of COSA annual delegate meeting, it is critical for your meeting to find a delegate with the skills, serenity, and wisdom to best represent the group conscience of your local COSA meeting. You will need to begin the process as soon as possible. What do we do at the annual delegate meeting? Vote on the International Service Organization, ISO, of COSA's annual budget, vote on new literature, if any, hear proposal form from delegates and board members, if any, elect new board members who oversee the business of the ISO of COSA, discuss the ISO of COSA's business of the past year, detailed in the annual report. The following checklist is offered to help guide your meeting and your delegate through the process. Delegate sobriety requirements. It's suggested that delegates have a minimum of 1 year in the COSA program. If all of the group members who plan to represent your meeting have less than 1 year in COSA, a group conscious may waive that requirement. Delegate meeting, participation, and voting. While our annual delegate meeting is open to any COSA to sit and listen, only one registered delegate per group, meeting, or intergroup will have voting privileges. While one person can represent more than one group, that delegate will have only one vote. Please inform your meeting. Delegate business items forms. If you would like to recommend and present a change or new request to the ISO at the annual delegate meeting, you must complete a delegate business form, and it must be received by the ISO no later than April 1st, 2022. Delegate registration. This year, the annual delegate meeting registration cost will be $60 for each delegate attending in person, including lunch. And there's a suggested donation of $15 for those who attend virtually. Registration will start at the same time as the regular convention registration. And both registrations are now open. Delegate registrations must be received by the ISO no later than May 15th, 2022. If you have any questions about the annual delegate meeting registration, please contact me, the delegate liaison, at delegateliaison@cosa-recovery.org. And here is a timeline of the annual delegate checklist and responsibilities.
Can I ask a quick question about the registration? Sorry.
Yes, Ruth.
So that $15 is for anybody who attends, not just if you're not attending as a delegate or you're an alternate delegate, that's the suggested fee.
Ruth, let's come back to that. We'll come back to the end because some of this may be clarified, but I'd be very happy to
answer that. Thanks. Sorry.
All right. Here we are. So who? Your local COSA meeting. What? All groups are encouraged to have a year-round delegate from their local meetings to be of service at this year's annual delegate meeting in May. Some meetings set aside seventh tradition collections for the delegate fund to help defray the added expense a delegate may have in attending the annual meeting, and that's as soon as possible. Who? Your local COSA meeting. What? Make the delegate checklist and responsibilities available. Just going to readmit Mary. Make the delegate checklist and responsibilities available for COSA members to review. Seek group conscience at your meeting to select a delegate if you have not already done so. That too is as soon as possible. And your delegate? Attend delegate pre-convention video conferences. These meetings last approximately 1 hour and will be held via video conference on Zoom using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. The Zoom app is free to download. If you are not able to use Zoom, you can call in using the number and meeting ID provided by the delegate liaison. The meetings help each delegate understand what occurs before, during, and after our annual delegate meeting. Delegates learn from the experience, strength, and hope shared by other delegates. All sign-in information for the delegate meeting is available by emailing me at delegateliaison@cosa-recovery.org. And just to let everyone know, the sign-in details are consistent for every meeting for the delegates. So it will be the same details that you use to sign in today. And that's March through May 2020. So this is the second of our first set of delegate meetings, our second set of delegate meetings, where the information is the same in both meetings, just different participants. Meeting two will be held on April 9th and on April 10th. Meeting three will be held on April 23rd and April 24th. And our optional refresher meeting is the only non-consecutive week or non-consecutive set of meetings, and that's May 7th and May 22nd, just prior to the convention. And your local COSA meeting and your delegate, complete a delegate business item form available on the website for any business items that you would like your delegate to address on behalf of your group. Email that form to delegateliaison@cosa-recovery.org, and that deadline is April 1st, 2022. So registration is now open. I hope you all will register and share that information with other delegates. Your local COSA meeting and your delegate, review the proposed ISO of COSA 2022 to 2023 budget, a downloadable version available online at cosa-recovery.org. Your delegate should bring any questions or concerns your meeting might have to the annual delegate meeting. And that's April through May, 2022. Your local COSA meeting and your delegate. What? Take inventory of the group's literature and consider developing a budget for COSA literature or convention MP3s that the delegate may order at the online convention bookstore. And that's as soon as possible or April through May. what your delegate, or who your delegate, what, read and become familiar with the following documents: the ISO of COSA Safe Communications Procedure document, the Delegate Meeting Voting Guide, Annual Delegate Meeting Rules of Order, Guidelines for Participation at the Delegate Meeting, any new documents associated with the annual delegate meeting. All documents are available via downloadable versions online at COSA-recovery.org. Each of these will be our guide and will be followed at the annual delegate meeting. And that's March through May. And what or who your delegate, what, attend the annual delegate meeting on Friday before the convention, which is May. The meeting is May 27th, 2022 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm going to stop the share for a minute. And Ruth, I really would like to address your question about, so if you could state it again for me, I will have some clarity on what you're looking for.
Okay, just the $15 virtual registration fee, that's for anybody who attends the delegate meeting, whether they're a delegate, an alternate, or an interested COSA.
So thank you for that one, Ruth. I wanted to spend a little bit of time on that. What I can tell you is that we are allowing visitors and welcoming visitors to the actual meeting, the in-person meeting. So if anybody would like to attend the Atlanta delegate meeting, they are welcome to come. They have no voting rights, but they are welcome to participate as visitors. However, due to the complexity of voting online, we are not allowing visitors this year virtually. So the people that will be in that meeting will be delegates or alternate delegates who are taking the place of delegates. And in terms of a fee, so if you are coming as a virtual attendee, there is a suggested donation of $15. So that is a guideline for you. And in terms of attending the annual meeting in person, that would be a 60 pound fee, to the best of my knowledge. Does anybody else have any input on that? And it's not pounds, it's dollars, I apologize.
Oh, have one more confusion.
more confusion?
One more question, I guess.
Sure.
So online, if the regular delegate for my meeting is attending, then I should not attend. But and only if the regular delegate for my meeting is not able to attend, then I would come in and attend.
That is correct. We would like to have, or we are requesting, one delegate at one time per meeting virtually.
Okay, thanks. That's very clear.
Does that help?
Yes.
And I think there was another question.
If we're registering for the delegate meeting, that's just the registration fee for the delegate portion of it. If we're trying to also attend the convention, then it'll be separate.
Yes, thank you for asking that. Registration for the delegate meeting is completely separate from the convention meeting. So every delegate who is attending the convention will need to register twice. I am now going to share my screen again, and we are going to look at the 12 concepts of service. Let's see. The 12 concepts of COSA. One, final responsibility and ultimate authority for COSA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of the whole fellowship. Two, the annual meeting of delegates and the ISO Board of COSA has become, for nearly every practical purpose, the active voice and the effective conscience of our whole society in its world affairs. Three, to ensure effective leadership, we should endow each element of COSA, the annual meeting, the International Service Organization of COSA and its service committees, contracted workers, and executives with a traditional right of decision. 4, at all responsible levels, we ought to maintain a traditional right of participation, allowing a voting representation in reasonable proportion to the responsibility that each must discharge. 5, throughout our structure, a traditional right of appeal ought to prevail so that the minority opinion will be heard and personal grievances receive careful consideration. 6, the annual meeting of the board and delegates recognizes that the chief initiative and active responsibility in most international service matters should be exercised by the trustee members of the annual meeting, acting as the International Service Organization. 7, the charter and bylaws of the International Service Board are legal instruments empowering the trustees to manage and conduct international service affairs. The annual meeting charter is not a legal document. It relies upon tradition and the COSA purse for final effectiveness. 8, the trustees are the principal planners and administrators of overall policy and finance. They have custodial oversight of the separately incorporated and constantly active services, exercising this through their ability to elect all the directors of these entities. 9, good service leadership at all levels is indispensable for our future functioning and safety. Primary world service leadership, once exercised by the founders, must necessarily be assumed by the trustees. 10, every service responsibility should be matched by an equal service authority, with a scope of such authority well defined. 11, the trustees should always have the best possible committees, corporate service directors, executives, staffs, and consultants. Composition, qualifications, induction procedures, and the rights and duties will always be a matter of matters of serious concern. 12, the annual meeting shall observe the spirit of COSA tradition, taking care that it never become the seat of perilous wealth or power, that sufficient operating funds and reserves be its prudent financial principle, that it place none of its members in a position of unqualified authority over others, that it reach all important decisions by discussion, vote, and wherever possible, by substantial unanimity, that its actions never be personally punitive, nor an incitement to public controversy, that it never perform acts of government, and that, like the fellowship it serves, it will always remain democratic in thought and action. Does anyone have any questions about what we've just been reading? All right. So from here, I would like to go back because I completely missed introducing the board and I apologize. So with that, I would like to actually turn the meeting over to Joe, who will tell us what the board has. She'll just talk to us about the board.
Thanks, Jean. I've got some updates. Let's have a look. So these are the board updates I've got, and then Mary's going to tell us what board updates she's got. So the first one is the convention. So the convention will be from the 27th of May to the 30th of May. It's going to be held in Atlanta at the Westin Buckhead. That location, I don't know that location. It's the Westin Hotel Buckhead in Atlanta. That's right. The information is on our website. So if you go onto the COSA website, you can register there now. Registration is open, and the cost for personal attendance is $195. We're still actually on early bird costings, which is $180. That's for in-person attendance. But for virtual, we're trying to make it a hybrid meeting. We're still trying to work all the technical elements of that out. That's the early bird is $35. So it's $180 early bird and $35 virtual early bird fees after that. So the deadline is today. We have a convention meeting after this. So if there's any update, we will get them out to you. After personal attendance, it's $195 or $45 to attend virtually. Please submit any workshop or speaker nominations. The form is also on the website. It's under convention. There will also be free shipping of COSA literature for all orders placed the week of the convention. It's always really important to take that opportunity to get your literature orders in. The next update I have is from SAA about their 2023 convention in New York. The SAA's board chair reached out to the COSA board to notify us that the 2023 SAA convention will be the weekend of June the 9th through to the 12th. They aren't sure yet if they will keep Monday or end the convention on Sunday night. And Memorial Weekend is Fleet Week in New York City. So they want to move away from that in addition to lots of people having family plans over Memorial Weekend. COSA has not yet planned their 2023 convention. So we are not locked into any commitment with SAA on what we're going to do. The current convention committee is looking at it, but has not made any decisions. It's just up for discussion at this point. The next update is about the COSA board Zoom room, the online scheduling document coming into place. Sarah L. of the board is working on a shared document that will help all committees reserve their time and space in the COSA Zoom room, and to also assist with avoidance of conflicts in meeting times. Sarah presented the issue of the COSA board presently having one Zoom room. All board level committees use the Zoom room, LitCom, Convention Committee, Nomination Committee. And the next one I've got is COSA team meetings. The COSA team meetings have officially opened. They're meeting once a month. Joanna and Martha Jean can provide more information about this. If you would be interested in offering service on the COSA team committee by becoming a COSA team meeting assistant with Martha Jean and Joanna, please contact one of them. And the nomination committee is the final update I have for you. If you feel you would be interested in serving on the COSA board, please contact me. I'm going to put my details in the chat so you can send me any questions. The nomination committee would love to talk with you. We are open to new board members and we welcome your enthusiasm. That's me.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Mary?
Hi, everybody. Mary, Naples, Florida. I'll give you my updates on the board. Our COSA office update. The COSA administrative office sent out 270 end-of-year donation statements to people that have donated to our fellowship. All were sent by email. There were 28 that bounced back due to incorrect email addresses. So if you're looking for a statement on your donations to COSA, but you haven't received it, you can reach out to the COSA office and they can straighten that out for you. The total sales online for the month of, I think it's January, at the bookstore were $881. Total sales on Amazon was $65.31. Our biggest sellers at the COSA bookstore were Sobriety and Boundaries booklets and the 12-step compilation booklet. My next update is about a potential COSA archives and collection of historical documents. I am working on a project where I'm contacting longtime COSA members to seek any old documentation or documents that they may possess in order to compile what I would call an archival recorded history of the beginning days of COSA. If you would like to assist with this project, by reaching out to some members to discuss if they may have some very old COSA history in hard copy or digitally, I would welcome your collaboration with me and the fellowship on this important aspect of the history of our fellowship. I did put my contact information in the chat when I first logged in, but it looks like it's gone, so I'll put it in after I'm done. We have a delegate meeting proposal that's coming. The delegates have asked the board to consider ways to get representatives from more meetings, as well as to lower the cost of attendance to a delegate meeting. We have successfully held the delegate meeting on Zoom for 2020 and 2021. Participation was higher than previous years. In addition, moving to a weekend is a more accessible way for many members. So there is a proposal, but that just means it's going to be brought before all of us on to vote on. So nothing's happened. And the proposal is to detach the delegate meeting from the convention, which will lessen the burden on volunteers, especially those who are involved in both the delegate meeting and volunteering for the convention, which I was for 3 years in a row. And that's quite an exhausting weekend when you have the delegate meeting and you jump off from that into an entire convention weekend, all connected day by day. The Seventh Tradition Committee, that's a new small committee that the board asked or allowed and is charged with developing policies for the board and the fellowship to consider that are aligned with our seventh tradition, which states every COSA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. We are in the process of developing a new COSA seventh tradition page on the COSA website. This started with, because if you go to our seventh tradition page on the COSA website, it doesn't even mention the seventh tradition. So I saw that as kind of a problem. So I'm the chair of the Seven Tradition Committee now because of that. And so we are writing new language to use on our webpage and use the language from COSA's Seven Tradition on that page. We have developed what we need, and that is going to LitCom very shortly. After this is complete, the committee will be looking at COSA's seventh tradition and the possibility of receiving bequests. Nothing's been done. It's just the committee needs to discuss it, research it, and then come back to the board with a proposed policy. And that's the end of my updates. And I thank you all for your attention and showing up for today.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Joe. Ruth?
I have a question for Mary. The COSA History Project that you were talking about, where is that going to go? Like on the website or some?
There's no specific plan. It's more right now in a collection mode of trying to reach out. You're on the list, actually, of people to reach out to that might have historical important documentation of our history and to get it all in one place. But there's no particular location at this time.
Because in the basic text, we want to have some COSA history. So there's some connection.
Sure. I completely understand. Yeah, I agree. It should be there.
Does anyone else have any questions for Mary or Joe? Yes.
So I know the board hasn't decided for 2023 about the date and aligning it with SAA. When would we expect them to make that decision by?
I can't speak for the board. We're aware of the dates in New York. But it's really the convention committee that usually the next convention jumps from the previous convention, and the chair of the next convention comes out of the current convention committee. So there's no location right now. There's consideration for the UK because they've become very involved with our virtual activities in the last couple of years and have generated a lot of support. But that's just a discussion. No decisions have been made. And I believe that it might be the delegate meeting in May where it might be, there might be some kind of formality, formalization. So that's all I can really tell you. Where there's no leaning towards one place or another or anything like that right now.
All right. Is everybody happy to move on to literature? So with that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Nan.
Thank you. Hey, Jean, if you wanted to make me a co-host, I could share a couple of things on my screen.
You should be a co-host now.
Okay.
Did it work?
Oh, I see it now. I'm a co-host. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm still Nan. I'm still a grateful recovering COSA. Literature to be voted on. Just a quick overview and catch up for anybody who might have questions about the process. We will be voting on some chapters for the basic text. The Literature and Development Committee has been working on the basic text for many years. We hope to reach completion of that project in 2024. Just in a nutshell, how it works for literature that you eventually vote on, a writer writes a chapter, works with an editor, we get it as good as we think we can get it. We give it then to the remainder of the committee. So about 10 different editors and writers are on the committee at a time. They give the writer and editor feedback, which is then integrated. It goes back to the committee again to say, what do you think of the stuff that we integrated? And then we get it polished up and we send it out for the 90-day review. There are some chapters up for 90-day review right now, and I'll show you where to find those if you don't know. The fellowship then has 90 days to send us feedback about what they want to see or don't want to see or would like to see different in that chapter. The writer and editor take that fellowship feedback, apply it to the chapter, and then it goes back to the committee for another review. So you can see it's a long and arduous process, and there are a lot of people involved in that final draft. Once the committee has reviewed that final draft, we send it over to expedited review, who reviews for spelling, grammar, and content, as well as to make sure that everything we've got on the page is in alignment with STEPS, traditions, and concepts of COSA. And then that final draft is what goes up 30 days before the convention or 30 days before the annual delegate meeting. And that's what we'll be voting on. So just so that everybody is clear where to find things, I'll share my screen here for a hot second with you. So when you're looking for where do we find the literature that's in development, what can I give feedback on right now? You go to COSA Recovery, COSA-recovery.org. If you'll click on the literature tab and come down to literature in development, it'll bring you to this page, literature in development. And right over here are the chapters that we are currently taking feedback on. Top right-hand side, we're looking for feedback on concept nine, step 12, and honesty. So if you just click on concept nine, for instance, this takes you right to the document. You can then either print it or save it as a downloaded PDF. You can then share it with members of your group, or you can direct your group members where to find this. You can talk about it in a Zoom meeting together, develop the feedback that you as the delegate want to send in, or everyone can just send in their individual feedback. If you scroll down a little bit, this page actually tells you guidelines on how to give your feedback. We're looking for very specific things. Take this word out, put this word in, and here's why we think it sounds better. So that's for your active literature that we're taking feedback on, these last three chapters here. Once we get to the closer to the delegate meeting, this is again, COSA-recovery.org. Click on delegate, click on annual delegate meeting. You'll come to this page. Top part is where you register. This lower section here will give you links to things that are currently available. Like right now, you can currently click on the delegate checklist, the voting guide, et cetera. Toward the end of April, no later than April 27, in this section, there will be links posted to the final draft of these chapters on which we will be voting at the annual delegate meeting. So we would ask come the end of April that you go to that page, download those final drafts, and talk with your groups, whoever is available, to determine your vote. At the annual delegate meeting, time for feedback is over. It is a yes or no vote. If you want to vote a certain way with feedback, there will be opportunities, I believe, for red and yellow votes to be addressed. So you can say, I'm red on this chapter and here's why, or we're yellow. It will follow our standard decision-making process, which we'll be talking about, I believe, in later delegate teleconferences as we get a little bit closer and start talking about voting and how that works. But that is a vote. At that time, feedback is closed. We're not taking more comments to make changes. If there's enough negative vote, a chapter will actually go back to the committee and be reworked, which we did a couple years ago for the first time ever that I know of. So I would like now to just open the floor for questions about the literature and development, anything related to literature. I'll do the best I can.
I appreciate your hard work, Nan. Thank you to everybody that serves on the literature committee.
Thanks, Mary. Anybody got a question? Want to know how something works? Okay, Ruth, do you have anything to add? Is there something I left out that might be pertinent?
I can't think of anything, and I loved how you did it. It felt so easy to understand and follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, Dan.
Sorry, I have one question.
Yes.
So how do people become writers?
We are always looking for help, writers, editors, any type of service on the LitCom and Lit and Development Committee. I believe there's an email in there, like litcom@COSA. There's an email address listed there. You can always reach out just directly to me if you want. I'll put my contact information here in the chat in just a second. It's a board committee, and we welcome the more the merrier, because once I get a chapter on the page and I turn it over to the committee for feedback, it's not mine anymore. So there's no pressure. I love getting feedback because that makes my writing more the property belonging to the whole fellowship. That's the idea of the basic text. It's written by the fellowship. We try to get as much input as we can because it's written for the fellowship. So I'll put my contact information in the chat in a second. And when we get to the end of the meeting, if you're interested, be sure to click on the three little dots and copy the chat for yourself. That will help you to save everything that's visible to you in the chat at the end of the meeting. And
Thank you, Nan.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to tell you again about the meetings that are coming up, and simply to say that our next set of meetings will be on Saturday, April 9th or Sunday, April 10th. The Saturday meeting is at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the Sunday meeting is at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And does anybody have any questions about anything we've covered or anything we haven't covered that has to do with delegates or COSA? well, then we can finish a bit early. So I think that it would be appropriate for us to close with a wee version of the Serenity Prayer. So we can take a couple deep breaths. And if you'll join me in saying, God, grant us the strength to accept the things we cannot change.
Courage to change the things we can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you all for being here and participating. Thank you.